The University Tower chimes ring in another session of Ask the Professor, the show in which you match wits with University of Detroit Mercy professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Matt Mayo, and let me introduce to you our panel for today. To my left, from the Department of Philosophy, it's Professor Beth Oljar.
Hey, Matt. Good to be here.
What's going on? No papers to grade. Or no keys to work
no,
on.
No, I have logic homework in my bag that I need to finish grading.
Well, whip it out, baby.
That sounds logical.
Come on, you got room.
I know. I should probably be doing it while I'm also doing the show. But
I noticed a couple weeks ago, you're filling out this truth table like as you're talking to me and making eye contact. And I'm like, dang, that's good. She's good. I mean, seriously, it was like, yes, no, no, yes, 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 no, no. I was like, whoa.
You could do the same thing with chemistry stuff.
Maybe. We'll see. Professor Dave Chow, I'm going to assume that you brought all these treats.
Yes, I did.
Okay.
That's pleasure to have brought the treats and to be
we
here.
We need to start contributing, too, you know? Ask us to cough up some money.
Okay, right about now, let's just say Nissan's got us covered for at least a couple months. So.
Oh, okay.
Thanks for moving the sweets out of the way as I continue around the table to introduce Dean Jacqueline Barishka joining us again today. Happy to have you.
Thank you so much. Great to be here. Great to see everybody.
She says that now.
Eye contact through the microphones here. So what does this part of the semester feel like at the dean's level? How's that for a question?
It really feels like what it feels like for faculty and students.
Okay.
So, you know, that there's a heavy pace. There's a lot going on. There's a lot of excitement. There's, you know, folks are working really hard and yeah, so I think it really feels the same. Someone asked me, will it start slowing down at the end of March and early April? And I'm like, no. I'm like, this is our tax season too, right? We're getting ready for graduation and everything. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to bring up tax season.
Honors convocation.
Honors convocation.
I know what my refunds are, so that's cool.
Oh, excellent.
Through the forest of microphones, we're very, very happy to have back Professor Marlin Livesey from the Department of Chemistry.
So. Yes, indeed.
Yeah, glad
to
be
here.
Here.
Yeah.
And, you passed off the little one to...
To the grandparents.
Grandma.
They took her home.
Nice.
What?
Snuggling her now.
You may never see her again.
You're right. They may never see Mara again.
I couldn't believe when you told me she fights naps. And I'm like, this is not your child. Your child fighting a nap?
Right? Like, who is she learning this from?
Oh, seriously.
Not me.
Professor Jim Tubbs is back from the other side of the marble.
G'day, mate.
Yeah.
Welcome back, Jim. The pictures were awesome.
Yeah, no, but I still haven't gotten a video yet.
Can we even, like, ask for, like, a one-sentence summary? I mean, it's probably impossible.
Oh, wow. It's only a half-hour show.
I'll tell you what I told my sister. While normally trips that you plan for a long time, your expectations are lessened in some way. No.
Oh, nice.
It was really good. You know,
oh, wow,
there was
awesome.
Nothing that was disappointing about it.
Wow.
And the weather was incredible. It did not rain on us. Now, this is summer in Australia and New Zealand. It did not rain on us until it drizzled our last day on a harbor trip in Sydney. So it really didn't matter.
Wow. That's
awesome. I want to know who your travel agent is.
Me.
And how is Diane? We have to ask.
Well, she's recovering. Sure. She's. I talked to her on the phone just the other day. She's doing. She says hello, by the way.
Of course.
She's doing the questions that we sent. We were sitting in the library on the Carl Princess.
Oh my gosh!
She was on her iPad going to websites finding questions. And repeating them to me, and then I was editing them and typing them to send into you guys.
Yeah, we answered them.
We had a good time doing it.
I think we had a good time coming up. Do we owe them a coffee mug?
An upside down coffee
mug. Okay,
yeah, exactly.
Pour it out.
Nice. Excellent. Well, we're glad to have you back in one piece.
And we're also glad Diane's also recovering.
Good to be back.
Yeah,
she's doing well.
Jim, you'll have fully adjusted from the time change by the time fall semester starts.
Oh, it took a while.
Yeah.
It took a while.
I can only imagine.
Really?
I can only imagine. A man who is currently wearing a toque of unknown origin in the room is Professor Stephen Manning.
Because I was shoveling prior to coming here. You'd be happy to know.
When I came to work this morning, there was no snow on the ground. Yeah. So it was very shocking to me. Very shocking.
Well, that's because you get here at like 5 in the morning.
Not 5, but, you know, that sort of thing. So I beat the snow this morning. They saved it off for me. Well, folks, this is a program. You can send us questions regarding anything. If you stump the panel, you win a prize. If you don't stump the panel, you win a prize. You can send us the questions in a number of ways. You can email us at atp@udmercy.edu, find us on Facebook and Instagram, or listen on your favorite smart speaker by asking it to play Ask the Professor at University of Detroit Mercy. Probably by the time this airs, Dave, we're going to have our special little PR push going on.
Oh, yes,
so we can tease that a little bit and see what happens with it. So, okay. I saw this and I said, you know, I think the ATP crew will have fun with it. It kind of levels the playing field because it's not rapid recall on knowledge. Let's see what we can do.
Oh, it's not long division, is it?
Oh, what does that mean, Matt?
That's quite the setup there.
It isn't it? That's quite the setup.
Oh, did you say rabbit?
Yeah, rabbit, yeah.
If it requires rapidity, I wouldn't count on it.
That's right. So, most of us can remember the measles from our childhood, and we're not talking about the physical ailment. A measle is a word we read but never heard spoken. The linguist who coined the term measle named it for the mispronunciation of the word M-I-S-L-E-D as misled. Okay? As in mizzled, M-I-Z-Z-L-E-D.
Instead of misled.
Instead of misled. Have you ever been measled by the spelling of a word into thinking that it's pronounced differently? Like, say, misled is pronounced mizzled. Now you know what a measle is. There was a Chronicle blog post under Lingua Franca. Linguist Jeffrey Pullum from Harvard investigated, inspired by a colleague's assumption. This is the most common one, according to the people at Harvard, that the word B-I-O-P-I-C can be pronounced two completely different ways with the same meaning. Some people say biopic.
Yeah.
Some people say myopic, you know, or rhyming with myopic. Yeah. So I've got a bunch of measles that I'm going to spell for you, and you're going to have to say it in both ways.
But since it's a biographical movie, it should be biopic. Not biopic.
But a lot of people say biopic.
I know, but doesn't it drive you crazy?
Absolutely.
A lot of people say irregardless.
Oh, should we call the nuclear one, too, while we're at it?
Oh.
I can't even say it.
Nuclear.
That's a little different than a measle.
That's
a little different.
Jimmy Carter. Oh, well.
Sadly,
it was Jimmy.
It's a Southern thing, isn't it?
It was Jimmy.
Every president of the modern era has been caught on video saying nuclear. Every
correct.
Single one of them. And it drives me absolutely bonkers.
Library.
So, things like that. But let's see if we can ease ourselves in with what I actually think is a really, really tough one. So I'm going to spell the word, and you're going to say it both ways, okay?
Okay.
A-P-P-L-Y.
Apply.
We got it on the first try. Apply and nice. Apply. There is a little side joke on every word. It says, think lemony. Something tastes lemony, something tastes apply.
Saying that the other way.
Oh, but then
it would have an E. It would have an E-Y.
Exactly.
Just letting you know.
We're getting pretty enthusiastic about this here around the table.
I know. This is
feisty, I tell you. One way to pronounce these words.
A-M-P-H-I-T-H-E-A-T-E-R.
Amphitheater.
And?
Amphitheater.
Basically, an ampith eater would be a monster that eats ampiths. Yeah,
what
just
are ampiths?
Letting you know.
I don't know. I thought you were going to bring one back for us.
This is.
They're all over Australia.
I wanted to bring a koala with it. They wouldn't let me.
You tried, I'm sure.
They're too messy anyway.
Oh, little claws would be pretty sharp. Oh.
How about B-A-R-F-L-Y?
Barfly.
Barfly and barfly.
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 Because
don't you want to do things in a barfly kind of way?
Like you're in a barf-like way?
That
way.
Yes.
But think about times when you've had too much to drink.
Yes.
Well,
you're in a barfly kind of way.
Definitely barfly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you.
I was really
barfly.
I was so barfly.
Because you were barfly.
That's right. They're not
unrelated. After being a barfly, you are barfly.
All right, we're all getting a little out of hand.
This is
here.
Good, though. This is good. This is exactly what I was hoping this list would do here. How about B-A-R-R-O-O-M?
Barroom.
Barroom. It's sort of like
barroom.
Basically. It's like a big sound.
Room.
The article goes on for many of these and basically alludes to the fact that you can get to a pronunciation that actually brings a different meaning to the exact same word over time. And these have only been around. They were labeled measles in the late 90s, so it's really a very, very new concept. But there's
Now the disease has actually made a comeback.
Thanks a lot.
Correct. Yes. Anti-vaxxers.
No comment. No comment.
Yes, indeed.
10%.
We had eradicated this, but...
10% of the state of Michigan will vote for RFK Jr. in the last poll. 10%.
Oh, my God.
Fantastic.
Canada?
Going back to the question set.
One of them has just visited Ann Arbor.
Yeah, that is true. That is true. B-O-A-T-H-O-U-S-E.
Boathouse.
Boathos. Boathos is sort of like, is it a piece of clothing that a boa constrictor would
no,
wear?
It's like,
it doesn't make any sense.
I want to wear a boa those.
Oh, you just brought a third level to it. That's like awesome.
Both of them. Say both of them instead of
both of those.
Both of those.
I want to wear both those.
I, wow, I don't
Do you want
even...
the cookie or the donut? I'll take
you want one of those? No, I want both of those.
Right, how about CODENAMED?
Codenamed.
Codenamed or?
Codename.
That's a sushi, right? Yes, a sushi, isn't it?
Spell it again.
CODENAMED. We have codenamed. And we also have.
It's something like, you get what? Noble fish on Saturdays.
How's the codename prepared this evening?
Wrong. Very
it says
wrong.
Something here about someone codenaming you. I mean,
oh,
you think
oh,
about
codenaming you.
See, these
oh,
don't
oh,
sound.
Oh, oh, oh,
these
oh, oh,
actually,
oh.
I mean,
codenaming.
There are words. Yeah. We all have words where it's like you're not sure how to pronounce it or that you've heard it one
oh, they're
of two ways.
Yeah.
And these are not that. These are people who don't know how to read.
It is entirely possible that that's true. However, it's interesting when it gets locked in your brain
so
as something you've never heard
demon,
before, you know?
And I'm going to make you a demon.
Co-demony?
So you're co-demon.
cool.
Yeah, because I really want you to be
assistant.
A demon.
So get both
of the co-demon.
So that would be...
Let's do another one here, because these only get... I'm doing them alphabetical, but they only get wilder. C-O-W-O-R-K-E-R.
Co-worker.
Cow-worker.
You could be a
cow-worker.
What does a cow-worker do?
Milk the cow.
It says only use if you want your cows orked.
Ooh.
I don't
it's
even know
like
what to
tipping,
say about that.
Tipping
that
a moon on your sleeve.
That's right.
Cow.
It's tipping. Cow tipping.
Yeah. It's cow tipping.
Didn't know you had a cow, Jim.
Oh, don't have a cow.
Oh, my
don't
gosh.
Don't have a cow, man.
Mara, what do you think about INFRARED?
Infrared.
Infrared is definitely one of them.
Infrared.
Infrared. Ed.
What you get when someone infrars you. Infrared.
It's one of the new colors in the Pantone chart.
Exactly.
At least it's not saying that imply and infer can be used interchangeably. Nero Wolfe burned a dictionary because it said you could use imply and infer interchangeably. That's why he's the greatest detective.
There you go. There you go.
Except for
who wrote that dictionary?
Oh, yeah, that's a good question.
Couldn't agree more.
How about MANSLAUGHTER?
Manslaughter or man's laughter?
Man's laughter is what it sounds like. Very different from woman's laughter. Yeah,
like mansplaining.
Yes.
Yes.
Or man spreading.
When I read that one, the first thing I thought of was the Dark Knight movie, because the Joker was riding in a semi that said "Laughter, the best medicine," but he spray painted an S over the front of it. So that was the first thing that I thought of.
Gotta have some laughter in a slaughterhouse.
How about MENSWEAR?
Menswear.
Menswear. Menswear. Yeah.
All the time.
It says they sure do right or next menswear. To it. Yeah, exactly.
As often as possible.
Damn, we know the words.
Oh my God, this is I don't even know where to go here. Let's see. MINISERIES.
Miniseries
would be what I would think of, but it's the plural of minisery.
Miniseries.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep. Is that like a meniscus? No.
Something like that.
I guess.
Yep. Let's see. Okay, let's play it cool here. We're all let's academics,
adults.
Okay? We're all adults.
Right.
Yeah.
MOLESTER.
Molester.
Okay.
Mole star.
Or, a subterranean hamster. That's what it says here.
It's a Taylor Swift of the underworld.
And this is one that's right at the top for me. You can joke about maybe the people are misread a little bit or something, but this, honest to God, you can see it both different ways. You just need to turn it on and off in your brain. M-O-P-E-D.
Moped
or moped. It's the exact same word, right?
Yeah.
So it's just about the way you pronounce it that really changes that. Yes.
This is moping weather kind of.
Yeah, it sort of is, unfortunately.
It's kind of mophead weather too.
Whether you don't want to ride your moped in.
Right.
I'm going to go back to Mara for this one because it's a classic old school name for a mineral that we use all the time. P-O-T-A-S-H.
Potash.
Yeah. Potash is what it says here, but potash. Yes, potash. It's potassium nitrate, I think. Boy, is that weird. And seriously, this is on the other side. Like, who would? P-O-T-H-O-L-E.
Pothole?
Or...
Pothole?
Pothole.
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 I don't know.
It sounds like a great soup.
I know. Actually, I was watwatching the season premiere of Top Chef last night, and one of the winning dishes was actually a pozole, and that actually made me think of...
Oh, see?
Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
There we go.
Pothole. It actually looked really good.
Pothole.
Oh, man.
Pothole.
Yeah,
I will not call out the one of my sons who was reading to me lately and got this one spot on. R-E-D-R-A-W-I-N-G.
Red.
I'm looking in Dave's direction now.
Redrawing.
Redrawing or...
Red rawing.
Red rawing? Yeah, it's sort of like, why were they red rawing that thing?
No,
like,
you don't.
No, I don't want to know much
like
more about
red
that.
Red rum from Shiny.
Yes.
Yes.
Yep.
Red rum.
Red
rum. Red rawing a tree out there?
What? What's going on?
What?
Oh, my Lord.
You made me look.
Squirrel.
I know.
Yes. How about R-I-V-E-R-B-E-D?
Riverbed.
Reverbed.
Reverbed. Reverbed. I don't know why you would say re with an R-I. That doesn't make any sense.
This is like a reading comprehension.
It is.
Issue.
Like, it is.
That would be.
Where's Evelyn Wood when we need her right about now?
No,
you know,
seriously.
That would be a person who, a guitarist who didn't read very much.
Sure.
The R-I.
How about S-H-E-L-F? R-E-A-D-I-N-G.
Shelf reading. What?
Or shelf reading.
Shelf reading.
Do your shells need to be freeded? I don't know. What is freeding? I have no idea.
I freed mine regularly.
Giving them freedom.
On my moped.
On your moped. Yeah, you're moping on your moped. Absolutely. How about S-U-N-D-R-Y?
Sundry.
Yeah, it says you could read sundry topics on or sundry tomatoes. I
right.
can't even say it without.
I want a sun. I have sundries that I want to sun dry.
No, 100%. Yes. Oh, and by the way, this is a hardcore linguist at Harvard. He also has listed S-U-N-D-R-I-E-D.
Sundried.
Is this the preterite tense?
Sundry.
Oh, to sundry. Like,
sundry.
Oh, my God. Like, man.
Sundry.
If I ever get that nitpicky, just smack me right upside the head.
Well, you probably are when it comes to organic chemistry.
I mean,
is there
not
a verb
really,
form
you know,
of sundry? Is there a verb
actually,
form of sundry?
You know what I'm saying?
I do.
Oh, man. I don't know.
Only in English.
T-R-I-P-H-A-M-M-E-R.
Trip hammer. That's what it sounded like.
Trip
spelling.
Trifammer.
Or the three fammers in one is the other definition. Yeah. Is that even a thing? Yes.
Those who fam.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Those who fam.
U-N-D-E-R-F-E-D.
Underfed.
Underfed.
That just sounds great.
It's
I'm
like
feeling
you,
a little undurfed.
Or
today,
it's like
you know?
Unearthed.
How many more of these
undurfed.
Are there?
There's just a couple.
Personally,
just a couple.
Thanks for asking, Stephen.
We are on you, Stephen. We are on you.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, so my gosh. U-N-D-E-R-M-I-N-E-D.
Undermined.
Yes.
Or
undermined.
Undermined.
Dermined, yes. Has not yet been dermined.
Undermined.
I'm definitely going again in Mara's direction. U-N-I-O-N-I-Z-E-D.
Unionized.
Yes.
Sorry,
or unionized.
Or unionized.
That's unionized or unionized.
You went
unionized.
In Mara's direction.
Well, you know, I could have gone in Heather and Mara's direction.
You show up and
these are very challenging for someone with like a massive lack of sleep. I'm like trying to draw it out because I can't see the
it
yeah.
It's
yeah.
Stuff.
Yeah.
It's in your air.
How do you feel?
We need a pen and paper.
Are you writing them down? Is that how
you do
it? Yeah,
no, he's drawing pictures of everything you guys are saying.
Right.
Ouch.
There's a cow.
Under.
You decided to have a baby, my dear.
This is
this
true.
Is why you have no. You haven't had any sleep.
Oh my gosh.
It's struggling.
Mind you, in 18 years, you could at least turn it back.
So we'll be on the lookout for psychotic breaks.
Yes, excellent.
Just in case.
Not enough hot sauce.
Let's just do a couple
Let's keep
more.
Going here, man.
W-A-R-P-L-A-N-E.
Warp?
Warplane.
Warplane.
Warplane or the warplane. Maybe that's where the Starship Enterprise.
Yeah,
you know,
that's right.
Is that where you're going
the
to
warp
speed?
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes.
Oh, I want to be in that lane.
Merge into it. That's all.
Time warp.
Stay in your own lane. Yep. Get in the warplane.
Or just drive on a freeway in Detroit.
Yes, oh that gosh. Is a warplane.
The warplane.
They're all yeah. warplanes.
Yep.
The lodge is full of them.
The last one is...
But you have people going 40 and people going 90, mm-hmm. which is pretty much a yep. recipe for disaster.
Well, mm-hmm. Beth, you know how Detroit is. You know, all the freeways are named for the speed you should be driving.
Oh, 100%. 696.
Yeah. Yeah. I-75. US 10.
94.
696.
96.
96. Makes the Indy 500 look like a Roman chariot race. That's
I know.
All I got to say.
The inner city Autobahn.
Yeah. Let's finish with a W-A-T-E-R-S-H-E-D.
Watershed.
Watershed.
Yeah. Watershed.
or at the water's head is what is this thing. Oh. So, yeah, you did pretty well. I think
Watershed awesome. Better.
Now you all have the measles. And
I have a comforting message for all of you. One of the towns that we were in New Zealand, I was walking down the main street, and there, I think it was the National Bank of New Zealand, had a big sign in the window that said, dementia-friendly banking.
Aww.
I thought, this
Love
might
it.
Be
we
my place.
Hope. We have hope.
That's actually pretty
that's
nice.
That's great.
I got to say. That's
lovely.
Nice. Okay, we are going with just about 5 minutes left in the show to the list of Burroughs Family Imponderables.
Oh, boy. Oh, Imponderables.
And you are being asked to get highly conceptual.
Uh-oh.
Oh,
favorite
good. Makes me happy.
Unfilled bucket item. Something you haven't Ooh. Done, but you intend
a bucket list
to do.
Motherhood. No.
I only have a reverse bucket list of things that I won't do anymore or people I won't have anything to do with.
That's your reverse,
my
bucket,
reverse
list.
Bucket list.
I mean, it's very stereotypical, but I'll get you all going with I've never been to New England during the fall. I mean, I just feel like that's something that has to happen. But I'm an educator, so I'm going to have to wait a few decades, you know. So
it's called a conference.
Yeah. Well, yeah, sure. But
okay.
Matt, we have sabbaticals.
We do, from what I hear. Yeah. I think I abused my first sabbatical after 22 years last year. So I got to do that again.
Yes.
Yeah.
Something that we haven't done but are...
Is on your bucket list.
I want to go to Machu Picchu.
Okay, there you
nice.
Go.
There you go.
Nice.
You got a pregame for like a solid half week to be ready for that air from what I hear.
Yep.
I think I mentioned it to you. I did go to Peru. I was in Lima last year, but it was sort of for a mission trip. And we got this very sternly worded email about 2 months ahead of time. All right, look. We hear that a bunch of you are going to go to Machu Picchu. You're doing that after the mission trip because we don't need your butts dragging on the ground the whole week you're here as you recover.
You need
from...
to work.
No, seriously.
Yeah.
So people had to do it after the trip.
Swimming in the Caribbean.
That sounds like a lot of very warm fun.
Yes, it does. Or swimming in some ocean like it before I die.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes sense. Absolutely.
The Pacific was not that warm in Hawaii.
Sure.
Yeah.
So I've been torn on mine for a while, but I think that I've come to the conclusion that I do want to climb Mount Kilimanjaro.
Oh, wow. That's a big
so
deal.
I have
Steve
been there, Kelly,
it?
But did you do it? That's right. You did do it. Yeah.
That's
so
a big deal.
Maybe I could just exchange and say I did it and just borrow from you.
I know someone who did it.
I know someone. Yeah. I know a lot of people who've done it.
If you pay my way, I'll go with you.
Guide?
No.
Oh, whoa. Okay.
She doesn't want to climb it that bad.
Yeah. It's just the paying part. I'd love to do it with you, but no. But I think I'm going to do it. Although, you know, the environmental degradation to the Mount Kilimanjaro, that's always been a struggle for me.
Sure.
But I think it's come back on the list.
And there's probably less snow at the top now than there was when I did it.
For
and that
sure.
was only 5 years ago,
five
4
years.
Or 5 years
yeah.
ago.
Yeah.
You've heard about Everest. So, you know, in order to climb up, you have to take some trash down now.
That's
oh.
right.
So
that's
as
right.
you
well, maybe
go
they're
up,
gonna do that on Kili.
Oh wow.
Maybe. Yeah, but you have to take what I think 40 pounds down with you now.
Sounds about right.
40?
That's a lot.
40.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
If you're mountain climbing, that's a
so
lot.
It's like a carbon tax. But
and they finally started limiting how many people can do this.
Yes.
A couple of years ago, remember those lines we saw? It was like the line at the grocery store.
Yeah.
Huge long line of people and
Waiting to get to the top.
It was terrible. Yeah.
Professor Hill, do you have something to add to the list?
Can I pass for right now?
Of course you can.
There's so many things on my list.
Is there any seed-related things that you have?
Well, you know, actually, I've been meaning to get my master gardener's.
Aha!
There you go.
Yeah.
You should talk to my wife. She's thinking about it.
Yeah, I know. I just, it's just, you know.
Gotta do it.
Heather, have you seen the thing they're doing on Belle Isle? They had a master gardener do one of the layouts in front of the conservatory.
That's right, in front of the new conservatory.
Very nice.
The scaffolding came down.
Yes.
That's right.
And my wife works down there all the time now.
Mm-hmm.
At Dawson.
Yeah.
So at some point, I will do that.
I have one that's, like, fairly achievable, so I'll choose that one.
Waking up in the morning?
Getting a night's sleep?
Nope.
You're right. That
just
didn't happen.
Eating at a Michelin star restaurant.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
Wonderful. I love food, and like, why haven't I done this already? I just need to do it.
Yep.
Yeah, that's nice.
For a second there with the build up, I thought it was going to be like visit Clausen, but I'm pretty sure you've actually checked that one off the list.
I've been there a couple times. Yeah.
Rumor has it.
Are there any Michelin star restaurants in the state of Michigan?
No.
I feel like there's a Michelin star bakery or something.
Okay.
Or maybe just one.
No, there's lots of James Beard.
James Beard.
Yeah,
that's Michelin. What I was thinking. Okay. Yeah.
It is real tough to get one of those.
Head to Chicago.
I'll just need it. Okay.
Chicago, New York.
I'll just drive to Chicago.
Yeah.
Have we heard from everybody?
No.
Mm-mm.
Dave?
I've always been one of those people that if I want to go do it, I just go do it. Skydiving, spelunking, cliff diving, bungee. I'm starting to run out of things to do.
Spelunk diving?
On my list.
Yeah, that's it. Spelunk diving.
Many of them are
bungee diving. Oh, I don't know.
Thanks.
What do you think? Actually, you know, talking to Jim, I mean, for my 30th, I was supposed to go to New Zealand and go snowboard on my birthday.
Didn't happen.
My brother decided to get married.
Oh, jeez.
Okay.
It's back on. It's back on now, so yeah.
Brothers.
Family.
So, yeah, can't
take
him
with you.
Yeah, but, exactly.
Yeah.
There you go.
Can't live with them, can't shoot them.
You want to bet?
I know.
One out of two.
Okay. I'm afraid, everybody, that we have exhausted all the time we have for this show. Stevens didn't say it?
No.
What's on your list, Stephen?
You didn't either.
Yeah.
I thought she did. She's going to be a master gardener.
Yeah.
Oh, master
achievable.
Gardener. Play a round of golf at Augusta.
There you go.
I would not win, so no free chance.
No, that's a good question. One. That's a good
but
one.
But I will have a pimento sandwich.
There you go. Pimento cheese. The time has come, I'm afraid, professors, to say goodbye, Heather.
Bye-bye.
Stephen.
Goodbye.
Jim.
Goodbye.
Mara.
See you later.
Jacqueline.
See you later.
Dave.
See ya.
And Beth.
Bye.
And now these words.
You can email Ask the Professor at atp@udmercy.edu. Or visit the Ask the Professor Facebook page.
Ask the Professor is produced and directed by Michael Jason and Brian Masonville, and our executive producer is Professor Jason Roach. Until next week, I'm your host, Matt Mayo.